At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the first ever version of the weekly Trojan Sports Report. My name is Jeremy Flores, and I am the Director of Athletics here at Chambersburg Area School District. I am looking forward to joining our listeners here every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. as we recap and look ahead at what is going on with our athletic teams. Just a little bit about the vision for this show. Every week, we'll recap the previous week's results and look at the schedule ahead. We may also be joined in studio with student athletes, coaches, and athletic trainers for interviews, and we'll feature stories that focus on athletic training, nutrition, college athletics, and any other topic that you may come up with. So if you have an idea that you're interested in hearing more about, reach out to us and we'll look at adding that to our lineup of topics. So let's get started. Before we fully get into details of what's going on this week, I just wanted to take a quick look back at our fall and winter seasons and highlight some of the great accomplishments our teams, the student athletes, have achieved. It's been an amazing year and we hope to continue that this spring. So first, looking back at the fall. Football had a great season with a 7-3 record and finishing with their best regular season record in over 20 years. As a part of that 7-1 season, they also had their first win over Cumberland Valley in 25 years. We also had several teams qualify for the District 3 team playoffs. Those teams include football, boys soccer, girls volleyball, and boys and girls cross country. And we also had quite a few individual successes back in the fall. One that we just want to highlight today was Mary-Kate Norcross in golf, who won a District 3 championship and was the PIAA AAA runner-up. So that was our fall season. Our winter teams picked it up just a few months ago and continued that great success from the fall. And so just to recap a little bit about their seasons, varsity boys basketball had another fantastic year qualifying for the PIAA playoffs. They won the Commonwealth Division title in the Midpen for the first time since 1996, so that was a great accomplishment. They finished the season with a 20-8 record, and unfortunately came up just short in their first PIAA playoff game this past Saturday against Butler. But to kind of recap the season, here's a quote from Coach Sean Schreffler. "It's never a good feeling losing the last game, but it does nothing to take away from the tremendous season that this team had. It was very special, and I'm extremely proud of what our players accomplished. They left some footprints that will be remembered for quite some time." So congrats to our varsity boys basketball team on a fantastic season. Our varsity wrestling also had a season of firsts. They won their first ever Commonwealth Championship as a program. We also had a record 5 wrestlers make it to the PIAA Championships this past weekend in Hershey. Of those 5, we had 3 medalists, which is the first, ties a school district record that has only happened 3 times before, of 3 medal winners. We had Carl Schindledecker as a freshman finish in 3rd place at 113 pounds, Luke Nichter finishing 4th place at 170 pounds, and Tate Nichter finishing in 6th place at 145 pounds. And the amazing thing about those 3 is they will all be back next year. So we're looking to a great season in the future for the wrestling program. So again, congrats to the wrestling program on a great season. As we look back at the winter season, the Midpen Conference released their all-star teams just a couple weeks ago. And we had several selections from both boys basketball and wrestling. So I just want to highlight those for you as well. In the Commonwealth Division for basketball, for a first team selection was Tyler Collier. Second team selections were Terrell Williams and Ty Holsapple, and an honorable mention was Seth Brouse. In wrestling in the Commonwealth Division, for first team selections we had Tate Nichter at 145 pounds and Luke Nichter at 170 pounds. On the second team we had several other wrestlers join them, in Carl Schindledecker at 113 pounds, Cole Grove at 126, Seth Runshaw at 152, Carson Mello at 160, and Wyatt Hall at 220. So again, a fantastic just showing by both our boys basketball teams and wrestling teams in the Midpen Conference All-Star selections. The winter season, however, is not quite done yet. We still have several swimmers competing for PIAA championship medals this coming weekend, this Friday and Saturday at Bucknell University. Of those five seniors, we have the following athletes competing in these events. In the 200 medley relay, we have Avery Barley, Michael Johnson, CJ Pong, and Jacob Greenwood. In the 200 freestyle, at the 12th seed is Jacob Greenwood. In the 100 butterfly, as the 22nd seed, we have both CJ Pong, and then at the 26th seed, Avery Barley. In the 500 freestyle, the number two overall seed going into the PIAA championships is Jacob Greenwood. And then in the 100 backstroke, at the 7th seed is Avery Barley, and the 17th seed is CJ Pong. And then the team will wrap it up on Saturday with a 400 freestyle relay made up of CJ Pong, Aiden McMillan, Avery Barley, and Jacob Greenwood. So congrats to those five gentlemen for making it to the PIAA championships, and we wish them the best of luck this coming weekend. So now let's turn ahead to spring sports and a few of the upcoming events here at Cassius. There's about 1.5 weeks left before all of our teams officially kick off their season with regular season games, but in the meantime, we've got several scrimmages coming up that you guys can attend. To always take a look at our athletic schedule, feel free to visit CSD Online Athletics or our Twitter account at CSD Athletics. We post weekly and daily schedules there. But here's what we have going on this week. So for tomorrow, Varsity and JV Boys Tennis kick off their regular season competing against Lower Dolphin. Varsity will be home beginning at 4 p.m. at Norlo Park while the JV Boys team travels up 81 to Hummelstown to take on the Lower Dolphin Falcons. We do have a scrimmage at home tomorrow night for Varsity and JV Boys Lacrosse. They will host North Hagerstown at 5:30 p.m. And also tomorrow, we will host JV softball scrimmage against James Buchanan at 4:15 at Norlo Park, while Varsity travels to James Buchanan for a scrimmage at the same exact time at 4:15 p.m. That is a date that has been moved up by one day because of the forecast of rain on Friday, so we hope you guys can get out to Norlo Park and check them out. On Friday, again, I talked about boys swimming ending their season at the PIAA Championships. We also have Varsity Baseball in action against Phillipsburg at Green Township Park for a 4 p.m. scrimmage. And then on Saturday, our girls lacrosse team and boys volleyball teams will compete in scrimmages as well. If you're home here in Chambersburg, girls lacrosse will be hosting Northern York, Dover, and Boonesboro beginning at 9 a.m. in the Cassius Trojan Stadium, while Varsity Boys Volleyball travels to Central Dolphin and JV Boys Volleyball travels to York Suburban. So again, that's just a look at the week ahead of what events you can expect for Trojan Athletics. We also have two other big events that I kind of want to highlight here for you guys. First, tomorrow evening, Thursday, March 14th, in the Cassius Auditorium, we're going to welcome Rick Wire from Dynamite Sports to talk about college athletics. So if you're a student athlete here at Chambersburg or any Franklin High School, Franklin County High School, whether that's Shippensburg, James Buchanan, Greencastle, or Waynesboro, we want to invite you out to our auditorium. Again, Rick Wire from Dynamite Sports will be here to learn or teach you guys how to get recruited by college coaches, how to become academically eligible for college athletics, and learn the process on how to get a scholarship or grant. He will also talk a lot to you guys about how to set up college visits and why starting in as early as ninth grade is important. So if you have any interest in college athletics, whether that's at the Division I, II, or III level, come on out tomorrow night to the Cassius Auditorium at 7 p.m. to hear Rick Wire from Dynamite Sports. And then one last event this weekend. It's a yearly fundraiser. It's one of the easiest things our booster clubs get to participate in throughout the year. Is we welcome Ford to our Cassius student parking lot for the Ford Drive for Your School event. That event will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday. For every ride per family, $20 will go to your team of choice. So again, once again, that's an easy fundraiser for our booster clubs, and we hope you guys can join us in the Cassius student parking lot this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Ford Drive for Your School event. So Trojan Nation, that wraps up today's Trojan Sports Report. For more Trojan Athletics information, please visit us on Twitter at CSD Athletics and check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. Thanks for listening in, and we'll be back next Wednesday, March 20th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report. Take care.
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.